This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1876. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially short and medium wave. On this edition recorded May 3rd, Alaska, Albania, Antarctica, Argentina, Bolivia, Bulgaria, Canada, Colombia, Congo, Cuba, India, Indonesia, Iran, Italy, Korea South, North America, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, last week in the schedule for the non-audio DRM service from the U.S. Coast Guard in Kodiak, Alaska, I said their schedule showed all transmissions start at 1600 UT, even though Walt Salmaniv had heard it between 0130 and 0500. So I guess that means that's the earliest they might start, but it could go on intermittently for many hours during the day and evening. In any event, we have another report of this from Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany. He was surveying the BBC World Service and noticed that the 12095 frequency had DRM interference from just above at 12100, which is one of the frequencies used in Alaska, and got a reply from the Coast Guard in New London, Connecticut, confirming that on April 22nd, they were in fact on the air on that frequency. Before 1600, he was hearing them after 15 UT. As for the Alaskan shortwave station, which does broadcast sound, KNLS, it occurs to me that we seldom see any log reports of it from the lower 49, at least. It is rather difficult to hear here, and of course they're aiming back toward Asia in the opposite direction. But here's one from John Cooper in Pennsylvania in CIDX Messenger, April 17th at 1438 on 11765, during their English hour, but there was very muddy audio and interference from Cuba on 11760. In fact, I dare say that it's easier to hear the KNLS programming during the few hours in English that are relayed from their Madagascar station. The new WRMI relays of Radio Tirana, Albania, started already, or attempted to start, on April 27th, but there was a problem with the audio. They really started on April 28th at 23 to 2330 UT on 5850. Bruce Churchill in California and I were both trying to hear it the day before, and of course I tuned in on the 28th to hear the debut of this service. It's great that WRMI is making itself available to bring us many more shortwave stations which would not ordinarily be audible, or at least not in North America. However, on April 28th and May 1st, there was a slight problem getting the transmitter on the air just in time. It came on about a sesquiminute after 2300. And on May 2nd, they were on in time, it seems, but were repeating the previous program from Monday instead of the Tuesday program. Meanwhile, Alan Rowe in England has provided the basic program schedule, which makes it obvious which day of the week you're listening to. It can be expressed succinctly this way as a rough guide. Daily, of course, starting with news, and on Monday through Friday, a press review. Saturday, Mosaic of the Week. Then the rest of the half hour on Mondays, Albania in a Week, Cultural Activities and Sport. Tuesday, Interview and Comment, which is about Albania, elections, and EU integration. Wednesday, Albania and the EU integration process and hits through the years. Thursday, Albanian economy and facts and around Albania. Friday, profile. Saturday, tourism and cultural items and folk traditional music. There's additional music between features and to end the program. Meanwhile, Radio Tirana has also started a full schedule of all their language services streaming on their website. These are not at the same times as the few shortwave relays, which are also going out via some transmissions in Germany. Via Richard Langley, Alan Rowe, and Antonello Napolitano from the website, here are the times at least for the streaming
of English. 0130, which happens to be the time when it used to be on shortwave in the summers to North America. Then at 0600, 0830, 1130, 1600, 2000, and 22 UT. The direct link for that is https://rtsh.al/radio-tirana-3/. One of the interesting news items on Radio Tirana has been that the mayor of that city is getting an honorary degree from Grand Valley State University in Michigan. I researched this and found what the connection is. It seems that he and another Albanian official went to that university in the early 2000s. And furthermore, there is to be a reunion of alumni from that university in Tirana on May 13th. We have several reports from Manuel Mendez in Spain of hearing LRA 36 Antarctica from April 26th through May 1st, not including weekends, on upper sideband with carrier 15475.97, various times between 18 and 21 UT on his own receiver. So if you haven't heard it yet, you might want to keep trying, as they often disappear for months at a time after a period of activity. Hard on the heels of new relays of Albania, WRMI has also started relaying Argentina. The news got to us just a little bit too late to mention last week. It's RAI, Argentina to the World, which is currently not able to broadcast from Argentina itself, its shortwave transmitter out of order, although they keep saying they are in the process of fixing it. If they do repair it, let us hope they will still continue with the WRMI relays, which are bound to provide much better reception, at least in North America. The schedule is UT Tuesday through Saturday at 01 to 02 UT on 9395 in English. There's also a Spanish broadcast aimed southward, which will not be heard well up here, but should be down there, Monday to Friday at 22 to 23 on 5950. I listened to the first two broadcasts on UT May 2nd and 3rd and enjoyed them very much, and set off a quick reception report via the form on the RAI website, and got a very nice personal reply from the director of the station, Adrian Corol, K-O-R-O-L, who used to listen to me on Radio Nederland. And he said that he would be sending me the number one numbered QSL for this new service. Mark Cody in Ontario also reported English from RAI at another time on a WRMI frequency, May 1st at 2015 on 11580. That's when the Russian DX program, Radio Panorama, is supposed to be airing. I guess this was an anomaly. At least it was back to normal programming of Jazz from the Left 24 hours later. I gather that from what director Adrian Corol tells me, that RAI has a new lease on life. He says it had been largely ignored by the previous administration. He just took over in February of this year when they were already off the air from their own shortwave transmitter. But besides this, they are making themselves available on other platforms such as podcasts and that Audio Now phone number where you can listen on your phone at local rates anywhere in the U.S. But we recommend shortwave weeknights only at 01 to 0155 UT on WRMI 9395, which is aimed to the north-northwest across the U.S. Much more difficult to hear is the official station of the Bolivian government on 6025 called Red Patria Nueva, which means New Homeland Network. Of course, not intended as an overseas service, but it was heard by Jim Owens in Tennessee in the NASA flash sheet. April 27th at 2354, with a few words in Spanish with interference, it was underneath CNR 11 in Tibet, a very weak signal. And of course, there's slop from the Cuban jammer on 6030, which starts at 2357 to hit Radio Martí. Red Patria Nueva also reported much more easily by Claudio Galas in neighboring Chile. In the Condish list, he heard it April 26th at 3:14 to 3:26 with a talk show about an indigenous march to the Brazilian Congress and other international news items. Furthermore, it was heard in New Zealand by Stu Forsyth visiting Brian Clark back on April 11th at 0420. And on April 13th, at least, they were on the air at 0812, believed to be an overnight service. Maybe something special was going on. So keep an ear on 6025 for Bolivia. In Rusty X, Anatoly Klepov in Russia reports hearing Radio City, the station of the cars, which originates in Canada, on 14580. And he got a QSL from the station and posted an image of it. It has a long history of the station and says that the fundamental frequency 7290 is via Bulgaria, but it does not admit that he heard them on the harmonic. In any event, the current schedule of Radio City and IRRS service via Bulgaria is Saturdays at 08 to 09 UT on 9510, as reported by Ivo Ivanov, who says it's in German, but that seems unlikely. It's otherwise reported to be in English. So the second harmonic of that would be 19020. The Bulgarian site is well known for its harmonics. Alan Gale in the UK tells us about a requiem for Radio Canada International. There's a piece about this in the latest edition of their cyber magazine at the website www.rcinet.ca, dated April 29th. Amanda Dawn Christie, the artist who filmed the felling of the RCI towers, has a new project to have a requiem sung by performers in several existing shortwave stations broadcast toward the long-gone RCI transmitters on the Tantramar Marsh of New Brunswick. The shortwave stations will also call out to RCI and ask, "RCI, where are you?" As artist Amanda Dawn Christie explains, it's as if the other shortwave stations are having a lament for their fallen sister station. On May 1st, CTV News in Windsor broke news via Artie Bigley and George Thurman that CKLW 800 had moved its programming to its sister station 580 CKWW after a transmitter fire at 800. No word what caused the fire or how much damage was done. So if 800 was off the air, that of course opened a golden opportunity for DXers in the East, at least, to get some other DX on that frequency. By the next night, CKLW apparently was back on 800, but at reduced power. And in IRCA, Jim Renfrew in New York reported hearing on 800 at 0315 UT, May 3rd, a Spanish station identifying as RCN, RCN. He didn't realize it at the time, but that leads to a 100-kilowatt station in Bucaramanga, Colombia, HJBW. In DX fanzine, Antonello Napolitano in Italy reports monitoring Radio Congo, Brazzaville, via the Eutelsat Hotbird 13E satellite April 29th, signing off at midnight UT with the national anthem. And the speaker said they would resume at 5 a.m. local or 0400 UT, a slightly different schedule than listed in the handbook as starting at 0420 until 23 UT. Programs had been in French and vernacular, and they even had an announcement in Spanish. 6115 has been heard by Manuel Mendes in Spain in the local evening, such as April 26th at 1815 to 1823, very weak best on lower sideband, and on April 30th at 1816 with an extended program in French past 1920. On May 1st, however, they signed off at 1831. Also reported by Ron Howard in California, May 1st, at 0545 until 0603, presumed, thanks to Radio Nikkei Japan, temporarily off the air, but they were due to resume on May 3rd. In any event, he was hearing announcers in French with no interference. On April 30th, Claudio Galas in Chile and in the Condish list was finally able to confirm the time and frequency for the third airing of the weekly Esperanto service from Radio Havana, Cuba on Sunday. It was 2230 UT on 15730. How Flyam ties, the show is halfway over and I've only got to the letter C. I suggest you check our website where we have links to updated schedules of DX, SWL, and media programs, not only this one, and a separate schedule in detail for all the World of Radio affiliates, as well as an updated version of Alan Rowe's hit list to reach websites of international broadcasters. It's worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Mark Cody in Ontario, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ron Howard in California reports improved modulation from All India Radio Shillong on 4970. May 2nd at 1315 to 1335, almost fair reception with a financial ad. There was nonstop chanting until 1335, and then an ID in English as, "This is the Northeastern service of All India Radio, broadcasting from Shillong on shortwave 60.26 meters, corresponding to 4,970 kilohertz, and an additional FM 100.1 megahertz. And there was an amazingly good audio level the next morning, Ron says, May 3rd at 12:30, with easy-listening jazz music filler before starting the news from Delhi in English, joined in progress actually at 12:32. Great to have them back with such good modulation, says Ron Howard. Alan Rowe confirms that All India Radio's mailbag program with the archaic title Faithfully Yours is now a fortnightly program rather than weekly. He heard it May 1st, announcing the next edition would be in 2 weeks. It's at various times on their Monday broadcasts, as in the schedule of DXSWL and media programs via worldofradio.com. Ron Howard enjoys hearing the weekly English lessons called Kanguru Indonesia on RRI Vimana, Program 1, 4869.9. It's Thursday, starting about 12:30 UT. However, they were not on the air April 27th, and still not heard on May 2nd. Let's hope we don't have yet another Indonesian regional gone for good. Only a very few are left. Ken Zicky in Michigan has been monitoring Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on satellite, especially in English since there's so little left on shortwave. And he also heard them in French using the slogan La Voix de la Justice, Voice of Justice, which we thought had been confined to only the English broadcast to North America. The shortwave schedule in French is at 1820 UT on 9710. Nick Rank in the UK, British DX Club, found Challenger Radio 846 kHz in Italy a bit off frequency. April 26th at 2205 with news in English by an American accent on approximately 845.7 kHz. This led me to ask, does this ever carry World of Radio or fragments of it from IRRS? And we got a reply from Alfredo Cotroneo of IRRS, who says World of Radio is played regularly on a random basis on 846, no longer on 1368, between 19 and 01 hour Central European Time, that's 17 to 23 UT, and between 04 and 06 UT. He doesn't say which days of the week, maybe any day, as well as on the Internet Radio Nexus, IRN, 24/7 Internet stream. So I brought up the stream Saturday, April 29th at 23:30, and indeed heard World of Radio starting at 23:34. Unfortunately, our 29-minute program won't fit into a 26-minute slot, so the last few minutes were cut off. To the Conditionalist, Claudio Galas in Chile reports hearing KBS World Radio South Korea on 15575, April 29th, before 14 UT in English, and after that in Korean, with Sinpo's in the fours. so now we know where most of the signal goes, certainly not to North America. On April 1st, there were special North American pirate tests staying on the air much later than they normally do between 05 and 07 UT in hopes of being heard in New Zealand. They were in contact with New Zealand DXers, giving them tips about when and where to listen, and in fact, quite a number of them are reported in New Zealand DX Times by Brian Clark and others. Among them are WHYP, XEROX, Radio Duplicado, Radio Free Whatever, Captain Morgan Shortwave, XLR8, and WREC. I also happened to hear WREC and got a QSL, even though I didn't request one. And they also heard South America's Radio Piranha International. These are all on the 6.9 megahertz band. In the British TX Club, Mark in Anglesey reports hearing the Unknown Radio Network, another North American pirate, on 6880, which has been active a lot lately, at 01 UT on May 3rd. Ron Howard in California keeps checking for Papua New Guinea's Wantok Radio Light on 7324.95, such as May 1st at 1402, when the frequency is clear, but nothing heard, continuing with their long absence off the air for about a year now. Coincidentally, Craig Seeger received a reply from the station in Australian DX News from Billy Yassi, that's Y-A-S-I. He said, "Our shortwave station was vandalized and has been off for almost 2 years now. I'm not able to give an exact date when we will be able to restore. The damage to the shortwave transmitter station was extensive, and as a self-supporting nonprofit Christian radio station, we don't have the finances to order new equipment to get the station back on. But we are determined to restore this service as soon as God supplies the finances." Well, Ron Howard read this and reconfirmed that it's been off the air for only 1 year, not two. He and others were reporting it. In fact, the last reports of it came in early May of 2016. Ron Howard in California says Solomon Islands Broadcasting is one of his favorite stations to listen to on 5020 when they extend their broadcast past the normal sign-off at 1202 UT. But you can never be sure whether they'll be continuing or not. There was no extension on April 28th or 29th, but on Sunday, April 30th, they did stay on for half a sesqui hour with Christian songs. And then on weekdays, May 1st and 2nd, they stayed on even longer until about a sesqui hour after 1200, playing pop songs in English. But May 3rd, no extended broadcast. If you hear broadcasts on the 10 megahertz band, suspect they are mixing products, leapfrogs from stations in the 9 megahertz band. Wolfgang Büschel figured this all out concerning Turkey. On 10220, a report after 1730 UT by Tom Kamp in Germany, Wolfgang Büschel says it is a mixture of TRT transmitters on 9460 in Turkish and 9840 in German, and another one appears on the other side around 9080. Actually, all of these are slightly above frequency, as all TRT transmitters seem to be. The 9461 is again involved in another leapfrog after 1830 for an hour with 9785, which is in English. That one lands on 10110. BBGWatch.com reports April 28th on a protest against censorship at Voice of America. Chinese Americans, former Chinese dissidents, Chinese students, and media freedom activists in the Washington, D.C. area staged a demonstration in front of VOA near Capitol Hill, protesting the decision of VOA's upper management to cut short a live interview with Chinese businessman and whistleblower Guo Wenhui while he was discussing evidence of corruption among Communist Party officials in China. The decision to cut the interview short was reportedly made by VOA Director Amanda Bennett and Deputy Director Sandy Sugawara after the Chinese government protested the VOA interviewing Mr. Guo. AFGE Local 1812 reports VOA privatization attempt foiled in Congress. We've learned that the final House-Senate conference agreement on the 2017 NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. The language from the Thornberry Amendment passed in the House, which would have laid the groundwork for abolishing the VOA and the Martis as federal entities, has been dropped. The original language had provided for establishing a private nonprofit organization to carry out all the broadcasting and related programs currently performed by VOA. We've now confirmed three World of Radio broadcasts on WRMI's new frequency 9455, parallel to one other. They are Tuesday at 11 UT, along with 9955, Tuesday at 2130, along with 15770, and Wednesday at 1030, along with 5850. In the X News of the National Radio Club, Craig Christ in Virginia reports hearing from WRCR 1700 in Ramapo, New York, about its drastically split identity. Until further notice, between 05 and 17 UT, they play talk and adult contemporary music in English. And then from 17 to 05 UT, it's ethnic Indian programming from Radio India Limited. Another 1700 with quite a mixture is KKLF in the Metroplex, Texas. Its slogan is Banda 13, Música, Información y Deportes. Yes, they have a sports talk show in the morning called Frecuencia Deportiva, but much of the rest of the time they are playing music in Spanish. And we're still wondering why their slogan has a 13 in it instead of a 17. Andrew Braid in the medium wave circle has news about yet another Spanish sports network, Univision Deportes, which finally launched on April 19th over nine major AM stations. I'll just give the frequency and city. 1200 in Chicago, 1530 in McAllen, 1270 in Dallas, 1140 in Miami, 1010 in Houston, 1280 in New York, 870 in Las Vegas, Nevada, and 1020 in Los Angeles, 1350 in San Antonio. Kevin Redding, ABDX, a story from April 24th in Complete Music Update, headlined iHeartMedia Facing Bankruptcy. It's warned investors it may be forced into administration before the end of the year with a $350 million debt repayment due in the coming months. The biggest radio broadcaster in the U.S., owner of iHeart Radio Streaming Service and Clear Channel Billboard Advertising, took on $20 giga-dollars of debt during a $24 giga-dollar private equity buyout in 2008. Edward Korsakoff in Moscow was hearing a station on 7260 at 16 to 1615 UT, which he suspected was Radio Vanuatu, but are they really on the air that late? Other members of the DXLD Yahoo group checked it out, and the conclusion was, yes, at least on that occasion, it was Vanuatu, actually about 7259.96. But don't confuse with Mongolia or China, also around 7260. Vietnam had fixed its off-frequency closer to 9635. But on April 27th at 0720, Wolfgang Büschel found it way off again on 9635.854. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor or G2 moderate geomagnetic storms starting May 17th through the 20th, culminating with A and K indices of 50 and 6 on May 20th. Solar flux 75 until May 15th, starting to climb to 85 by May 19th to 21st. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1876.